This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
I can't take it much longer, the wetness.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to blow my brains out or something.
It's Florida, dude.
Would somebody buy me a tent the size of Tampa?
Does Florida suck? I mean, do you want to just say Florida sucks?
Yeah, Florida sucks.
Yeah, okay.
The weather right now sucks.
Yeah, but it's because there's a hurricane next to us, and it just keeps dumping water on us.
I say go to Louisiana and cry about it raining.
But I've never seen it this wet before.
It's been raining. I feel like the summer showers came a little later this year.
It's depressing. It makes me depressed.
Well, why? What are you going to do? What are you going to be on a swing set in the park if it wasn't raining?
I like to ride my moped. I like to come to the studio, then ride my moped over. And to the gym, and when it's raining, I can't. So I'm just saying, I can't get my moped out and zip it around a little bit.
I hear you.
I used to be a big time baller and lived on the water and had two jet skis. Now I'm just trying to drive my 49cc moped.
You'd still be pissed though, because you wouldn't be going out jet skiing because the water's been rough and it's been rainy and crappy.
Sucks.
It's no matter what your fun is, it's been
a
disaster.
Are we like in an El Nino or a Nino or something like that?
No, there's just a hurricane right next to us, just dumping water on us.
From CBS's Lonnie Quinn. So Lonnie, this storm is expected to be extremely dangerous.
Oh, cheese penis, Lonnie Quinn is.
Oh, you betcha. I mean, look, hurricanes often come with more water than wind. This one has...
Anna, would ya?
I would.
He's a little old, but he's attractive,
little
for sure.
Little old? That guy ain't old at all.
He does look old. He looks
he's
pretty
like
old.
He's probably in his mid-50s.
If that guy's old, then my God, Bubba Marshall. I need to be in a wheelchair immediately.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Is 50 out of the equation for you?
Yeah, I think that's a little older than I would like.
Yeah, well, guess what? Dan's 54 and I'm 54, and we're both pimps in our own little way.
Okay, great.
What do you know? Nothing.
Nothing.
That's fine.
Nothing.
Shut up, Lummy.
You'll be dipping into 60 soon.
Yeah.
He has to.
You know what? You're not even going to find any 50-year-olds that like you. I'm just saying.
You'd be tapping 60
anytime
now. Pack
a punch in both areas. Now,
your roommate, that's a different story. But she's noticeably younger than you, is she not?
She's 29.
Exactly. Noticeably. That's 5 years, isn't it? You're 35?
That's four. But
what we're dealing with.
Soon to be five?
No, I don't.
Are you starting to like miss periods and stuff now?
No.
No, that doesn't happen until like you're 50, Dan.
Thanks for asking, though.
So, by the way, this guy's 57.
Wow.
This guy looks good. Amazing for sure. But I can tell he's a little
this
older.
Guy's 57. He looks great as hell.
Yeah, sure does.
I bet he got that rejuve on his beanbag too.
Dan, you're in the beanbag rejuve.
This guy looks like the beanbag rejuve kind of guy.
Sir, are you interested in some Botox? No, I'm interested in the beanbag rejuve.
Exactly.
With this Latin chick, and she likes my my bean bag to be re. Dan, do they have a bean bag rejuve?
Yeah, they do.
What do you do?
Take a little skin.
Do you do it?
I haven't.
Could you?
But he would.
Yes, I could.
I mean, Dan, do you have? Do you know the?
Yes, I know what to do.
Do you know what to do? And what do you do? Just take a little.
Take a little skin and trim it down the middle.
Would you feel more comfortable doing a beanbag?
It makes my sack hurt.
Would you feel more comfortable, Dan, doing a beanbag rejuve or the hemorrhoid procedure that I had done yesterday?
Well, the hemorrhoid procedure I've done many times, so you know that's.
Will you do
that's
the next
easy
one?
Play.
Can you do the next one on me?
I use a smaller obturator.
Thank
too.
You.
Do you do vaginal rejuves? That's a big business.
I do
for
that.
You, isn't
I do.
It?
Yes, I do. I do it usually with a laser. Internal. For the external, I do a surgical procedure.
Now, hold on.
Depends what the problem
with
is.
With the vaginal rejuve, that comes in two different situations. It comes in with the labia reduction, correct?
Right.
Is that a labiaplasty?
Right.
But that's where the labia, if you will, is, you know, kind of stakeumed out.
Yep.
and
floating around like kelp.
And so at that point, what, you reduce the area of labia?
The redundancy, the excess skin.
Like you're clipping a Doberman's ears, kind of?
It's a little different than that, but yes.
Okay.
And then it's not quite the same.
And then the vaginal rejuve.
Okay, stand up like a little triangle.
And the inside rejuve is a phallic-looking instrument.
Yes.
That lasers the inside of the vagina.
You wait for that?
Yes. And the beautiful thing is, as it turns, the inside is turning, but the outside's not turning, so you don't feel the turn.
It's like a glass tube or something.
Yes, exactly. Oh. It's a laser inside of like a clear tube.
They don't have that technology on the rectal deal where they don't have the tube that spins in the tube, so you can feel the turning of the rectal tube, correct?
You most definitely can.
This
feel
one
it.
Has both. It's going to pack.
This guy's 57. He looks great as hell. Yeah.
I would let this
Punching
guy take
both
me.
Areas. Now,
if my sister was dating this guy, I'd be like, man, he's pretty hot.
Bubba, I told you something. I told Lummy this. I don't know if it was in the video, but I'm a changed person coming out of the video coming out of the procedure yesterday. I think I'm gay. I think something happened to me. And
no, you didn't say that. But
I didn't say that.
No,
I take that back. I didn't say that. You say it.
If three turns traumatizes you this much, I got to think that you're really not gay, because I think that a gay person would like that. That's a stimulation that they like.
Well, I'm questioning
Maybe
everything.
Not the
now.
Burning part.
No, but the
burning part didn't hurt though.
It's the turning.
It's the turning and the
dilation.
Take a
look at what we're dealing with right now. The storm has 100.
Is this Sally? Hurricane Sally, and it kind of like it started out as a Tampa like turd, like we literally.
It started out. It came from nowhere, basically. Like, cause you know, a lot of these things are like, oh, you know, we're watching a wave off of Africa. It might turn into something, and 2 weeks later, it turns into something.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, everyone woke up Saturday.
After it's traveled across the whole entire.
Everyone woke up
deal.
Saturday, and they're like, oh, by the way, there's a storm out there. It might be a tropical storm. Well, now it's a Category 2 hurricane.
Yeah.
And building.
Mile per hour winds. It's a Category 2, 140 miles southeast of Biloxi, Mississippi.
Biloxi there, Gramps.
Biloxi.
Not Biloxi, you numbnut.
Where do I think landfall's
going? Lonnie Quinn. I bet she gets a lot of New York City ass.
Oh, is he New York?
Yeah, but he's...
Well, he's got the smooth beanbag now, so
and
yeah.
He's got the wedding band on.
Going to be exactly when. I'll be more precise on that.
I mean, if you're his wife, you guys got to let him go out and eat.
She's 35.
He got married in 2007 to her.
Is she 35?
I'm guessing. Lonnie's not with anybody his
Let me
age.
See, that would be like,
Sharon Quinn is her name.
Sharon Quinn. Look her up immediately. S-H-A-R-O-N. Let's see what the age difference is.
I think it's going to be somewhere right around
now,
the...
Now, this pimp, he needs to be with, like, you know, a 39, 40-year-old.
Dude, weathermen are horny.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, weather makes
I'm just
guys...
saying, like,
yeah.
This guy's straight pimp, 57. He needs to be, like, a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Which will be a pimp.
Mississippi-Alabama border as a Category 2, if not a Category 3. It's going to be borderline. Boy, it's going to be close. And I do believe...
I bet it's not even close.
Oh, she's hot.
I bet it's not even close. He says it's going to be borderline. I bet it's not. They always over-embellish the Canes. Always. It's going to barely be a 2. It's going to be right there on the bottom end of the 2 deal.
Well,
it's not going to be even close to a 3. Oh, this is his wife right here.
Especially on the national news, you kind of have to
over-embellish.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, she's cute.
She's
about
pretty.
33.
Yep, that's pimp. He's 57. She's 33. He could go up as high as 40 and still retain pimp status.
And I don't want to take him either.
Anna, would you? Or too old?
She looks happy, though, doesn't he? That
she does. His wife looks very happy, like he's laying the missile to her.
Yep.
Pack a punch with the water. I mean, a lot of rain, but also storm surge around Mobile Bay. Could be, you know, 7 to 11 feet. And look at the rainfall total.
I think he talks that fast
Could
at home.
Could be.
What hey, man, pass the potatoes, pass the potatoes, and then pass the potatoes.
What's he even saying?
He's not saying nothing.
Making a bunch of wild predictions.
In this area, shaded in black, Mississippi-Alabama border, that could be 2 feet.
Slow it down, cuzzo.
Or more of rain. And then if you take a look at
what... I hate national news because they try to make the guys like Al Roker.
You say that, but you watch it all the time.
Because I watch it to make fun of a blitz. I don't watch it because I like it. I watch Lester Holt because I used to think Lester Holt was a cool brother, and now he's a sellout.
Now you watch him because you hate him.
Now I watch Lester. I'm like, hey, brother, you know what? You're a lot cooler than that in real life. You are just completely selling out to the man.
These guys have like 50 seconds to say everything they have to say, which is why he's trying
find
to...
Find me last night's Al Roker deal.
He's got three kids.
Al Roker just goes, when they throw it over to Al because they only allot like 31 seconds for... Then Al just like literally, sniffed up some... He did some Adderall and cocaine with Rick and Anna on Friday night.
But the weatherman in Florida, though, when there's a hurricane, they let the weatherman eat. Like, the weatherman, he decides when he goes off the air.
But not on national.
No.
Not on national.
We got those calls yesterday, the guy in Fort Myers that took over the football game.
Yeah, get out of here, local weather guys. But when you're on the national level, find me an Al Roker deal, if you could.
What else is out there? We've got all kinds of names in the Atlantic Basin.
Yeah, look at all this is going to come hit us, and we're going to literally drown.
Whoa, easy.
We've got Paulette. We've got Renee.
That's ridiculous. This pisses
me
off.
Do you have names?
Screw Renee.
Yeah.
Screw Vicky. And screw Paulette.
What about Teddy?
Oh, Teddy's all right.
Sally, Teddy.
Actually, Teddy looks the biggest, does he not? Look at this monster.
Vicky, this could very well become Wilfred. It is a record-setting season so far. I think that...
Why don't we just build, like, a huge mountain right up...
No, that'd be real easy.
Yeah, let's just build a big, huge mountain.
A wall.
Let's build a hurricane buster wall.
Let's put it this way. Do you think that there's ever going to be anything that we can do to combat or slow down a hurricane,
you know,
that humans will ever be able to do?
You know, that question's been asked a lot, and people are like, oh, if you drop some kind of,
ice
weapon or, will enough energy from like a nuclear bomb disrupt a hurricane? It almost takes more energy than what was dropped on Hiroshima to disrupt a hurricane. There's so much energy in that storm that to disrupt it, it's almost literally impossible without disrupting the world. Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's theories where you can do like cloud seeding and stuff, but the problem is they don't want to try it because they're worried that it might strengthen it.
No idea what's going to happen. The only thing that would really help it would be to refrigerate the water.
We just need to build a big wall that goes right on the south end of Cuba. and like a huge ass wall, like a hurricane.
Well, we're continuing covering climate.
You know what would work? Just thought of it. What would work? I don't know if it would work physically, but it would work practically. Is if they were to like put like a tarp over the Gulf, and it wouldn't be able to suck that water up, it would protect the water from the hurricane.
So that
would actually work.
Turn the Gulf into the Superdome.
Yep.
It could be sponsored by somebody.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car; you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything. I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba.
The theory is if you get big pumps and you pump the water from the very bottom of the Gulf.
To the top to make it cold. Right.
Yeah.
The whole idea is that without the hot water, it's got no fuel.
Why don't they just go take these like 1,000 big boat pumps, these big pump boats, and take them out there right ahead of the hurricane? And they
the environmentalists won't
kill all the fish.
Yeah. I tell you what, kill the fish. Who cares about the fish? How about the people in Biloxi?
Yeah, Lummi, who cares about the fish?
Now,
we do care about
and
the fish.
We are looking right now at the all-time record heat for the month of June. This is the second hottest year to date. And of course, Northern Europe and Siberia. June.
Thanks, Al.
Siberia? Hey, is he at home or something? Why is the TV so small?
Yeah. I mean, they're all at home.
Al's still at home?
That's from a few months ago.
Okay.
Will become Wilfred. If that happens, we are then out of letters. We don't use X, Y, and Z.
The Greek alphabet.
The Greek alphabet.
We are 3 weeks ahead of schedule.
Why is she smiling, sick bitch?
Because they're in New York. They don't care about us.
Yeah, they're making $5, $8, $10 million a guy. I don't care about
that. Someone could go up the coast.
His net worth is $2 million.
Yeah, he doesn't care about us.
Vicky's weak, but Teddy's a real storm.
Nor I believe you and I right now we're living through history.
I don't think Paulette's gonna matter. Look at she's way up here.
She's going
to
not landfall. No landfall there.
How about this one here?
No landfall there.
I don't know who that is. This is Teddy and this is
Renee
Vicky.
Is up top.
Renee, screw Renee. She ain't going nowhere.
And when does hurricane season end? Is it October?
Never.
November?
Oh, November 1st.
Jesus God.
But this is the busiest month, I think they say, right?
It
September.
Is. Yep.
Yeah.
That one below Vicky though is bad.
This one right here?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I mean, they haven't even named
Teddy?
It yet,
no,
ass.
It's going to.
Or Wilfred, they said.
The ones that start off Africa are the ones that crush us.
All right. Good thing I studied Latin, not Greek. All right. Thanks, Lonnie.
Yeah, I bet you.
Yeah, you're so smart, Greg. Get out of here.
Yeah, with your dingy teeth.
We're stupid.
Don't talk to Nora like that.
Anyone that knows Latin knows a little Greek, so yep. She's an idiot.
Exactly.
Why? Is Greek, well, I mean, is one better than the other?
No, but evolved from the other, and so they're very similar.
Yeah, she's just being a slut, okay? We got to sandbag it up down here in Florida and Biloxi while they're up there talking about their Greek degrees.
She's just being a slut. We have to sandbag Willie down here in Florida.
From that report, I'm sandbag Willie today.
I'm watching that news guy from Channel 13. Screw that slut. We're sandbag Willie down here in Florida.
You just told us we're going to drown.
Kanye West now declares himself the new Moses. That's what he says.
That's
he
awesome.
Went from Jesus to Moses.
When's the album come out?
Kanye West declares himself as the new Moses, says he won't release new music until he's freed from his Sony Universal deal. Oh my God. As if he hasn't made enough money.
Like he wants to change his name to New Moses? Or
I don't know.
Well, remember when Prince changed his name to that character?
Symbol? Yeah.
That was all because of copyright and contract disputes. Because he wasn't allowed, they took his name from him.
It says
they said that we own your name. He goes, okay, then I'm going to just do this symbol formerly known as Prince. And we still know it was Prince, but it was all about a contract dispute.
Well, Kanye is saying that he's not going to do any more music. Don't bust us up with a good time until he gets away from his Universal Music Group deal. He feels that this deal's not right.
Well, he called the music industry the new slave ships.
Oh,
that's what
he said. Okay.
Well, I love those
connotations. Doesn't he have his own like record label? I thought he was doing his own thing.
He's got good music, but I mean, it's look, don't sign the deal if you don't like the deal. All right. I'm not. Why does the public care about the deals that you sign?
He
I don't care about that.
He said that he also needs a public apology from Drake and J. Cole.
For what?
Or J. Cole. Before releasing new music.
For what? What did they do?
He said he refuses to, quote unquote, argue with Blackmon on labels we don't own. I need to see everyone's contracts at Universal and Sony. I'm not going to watch my people be enslaved by the music industry.
God, I really used to love Kanye, and I know people would find it hard to believe, but he puts on a hell of a live show, but he just is, what
he's
is going on with him?
He's completely jumped the shark.
Like, what's going on? Is this a Kardashian spin to him? Because, I mean, he used to be the opposite of all rappers. Like, he used to not rap about money and all. It was a different thing, and now he's the biggest douchebag on the planet.
I love this. This news article I'm reading says, Kanye West, a 43-year-old who has a bipolar disorder. Like, that's how they started.
Hasn't him and Kim supposedly, like, broke up, or she's over his nonsense, or she thinks that he's completely insane, or aren't they having issues?
No, they're doing great.
No, they're having issues.
How do you know?
Well, he's in a mental institution.
Well, because he's investigating. I mean,
come on.
But you shouldn't have to ask that question. How he knows?
Why does Ashley have Keeping Up with the Kardashians on
in
the
hates
house?
That show.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
Anna already said that it got canceled. She knows.
Well, it didn't get canceled.
Well, they stopped.
It says he calls his mother-in-law Kris Jenner Kris Jung Un and says they're part of the white supremacy.
Okay, well,
I mean, that, you know.
Kris Jong Un, I kind of like it. I'd watch that.
They
one.
All have black kids, and they're part of the white supremacy.
Here we go, hold on.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters.
So Dancing with the Stars was on, I don't know, if recently.
This sounds sad.
And Don, and by the way, Carol Baskin is, you know, on this year's is dancing.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, you didn't know
that? Carol Baskin is.
Oh my God.
As much as you hate the bitch, you gotta like almost throw whoever's handling her some bones by saying they've taken this exposure, albeit polarizing, and got her into the forefront to continue her brand, right?
I got to tell you, there's no way she killed this guy at this point if she's out there continuing to flaunt it.
Or
she just feels like...
How many of those mass murderers just get popped because they give too many interviews and get too bold
she's not
OJ.
Oh, yeah, OJ's doing just fine.
Yeah, OJ's
fine.
That's
true.
I mean, you know, I think if they would have got her by now, but you know, you keep her out there, keeping her brand going,
which probably
makes her a ton. As much as we hate her, there's just as many people that feels as though the documentary victimized her and bamboozled her and did her dirty, and that's the only percentage of people she needs to keep being a millionaire.
They waited. They waited like 2 hours for her to come on the first episode or whatever, and I guess she danced the worst. She got like the lowest score the show's had,
and they still aren't going to kick her off
because they don't want to die.
Is that are they?
I'm Gail.
So hold on, during the commercials, this even makes Carol Baskin what Don Lewis's family doesn't realize. This even makes her a bigger heel.
Wait, don't tell me
but it makes her a bigger star. They bought commercials
during the show,
during Dancing with the Stars, to say this bitch killed our daddy.
Dancing with the Stars loves this.
Oh,
because they went up against Monday Night Football last night. So they got
this is a white trash
who done it.
These were aired in a few Florida markets.
Okay. Still.
Oh, they could pay for the whole national.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's...
No, they're just a tad above spectrum.
Yeah. ...daughters. We are a real family. And
By the way, this is Gail, Don Lewis's daughter. Now, Don Lewis was the guy that Carol Baskin was married to that picked her up on Nebraska, which is an avenue where the hookers hang out. And when she was 17, he was loaded. You know, he had like 5, 8, 10 million bucks for being a flim-flammer. Like, he just was, you know...
Right.
You know... Scrapper, just he was a flim flammer, but he saved his money, did some good deals, and what have you. And the Tiger King documentary kind of left it open ended that Carol may have, you know, have killed Don.
He was daddy
in the midst of all the, you know, wills that were changed, and just there's a lot of big whodunit. And so Don Lewis's family, his surviving daughters, and what have you, are full hot at Carol, and they're trying to get some of this money, I think.
And to us, he was daddy.
Daddy? That's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Hmm. They'd do more close-ups than Lummy Investigates.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter.
Yeah, and you aged quite nicely.
Yeah, she's 37.
We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Anne.
That's a lady that said that Carol Baskin went in and changed the will and all that.
Yeah.
Don's former assistants. All we're asking is just...
for you guys to give a little bit of money so I can get some upper teeth.
Exactly.
Just for Don.
I'm just looking for a partial.
Don't they know, and I don't want to be offensive, but don't they know putting on somebody with no teeth like cheapens the whole deal?
Yeah, but maybe it makes it look like she was a
crucial part of the story.
I know, but it makes it look like a circus.
They should have put some Anna Hummels on her, you think? Some big old...
Maybe have her off camera just with like a little voiceover?
Yeah.
Like, hi, I'm Ann, Don's former assistant.
But when she comes in gummy, right?
Yeah, you go, what a freak show this is.
Well, they're basing this on people that watch Tiger King, and the people that watch Tiger King know who she is.
Yep.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997.
Oh, God.
Don't you think John could have used a better sound?
There's no mic. This guy's going like straight Zoom Willy.
Yeah.
And what's with the suit? Like, it's,
I know.
It's like he borrowed it from his kid.
It's what he wore for his senior prom.
Exactly. He's wearing his tie like Seth was wearing his mask, all crooked.
In 97, his family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-4...
Who murdered Don Lewis, founder?
For information, Ripper Jack Media, really?
That's why I'm saying...
I mean, come on.
That's why I'm saying this. They're doing this whole... Somebody needs to advise these people that, like, that they're going...
Hey, Blitz, will you reset my phones?
Sure. I just sent you a link.
I was trying to call the number.
The link I just sent you was like the highlight of Carol Baskin on the show.
For Dancing with the Stars last night.
450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Because I need a new suit.
Dude, that's terrible. Terrible quality, man. Terrible.
Horrible.
Tell me there's no cat theme here.
Hold on here.
Oh, no, it's all cat theme.
I'm extremely suspicious, but not just the fur of this whole circle here. Extremely suspicious. Like I said, I don't want to allude.
Oh, that's the sheriff.
Oh, they got Chad Cronister on TMZ.
Yeah. My boy Chad.
Yeah.
Soaking it up.
Soaking it up. Soak it up.
Go to the address bar and hit refresh. There you go.
All right, here we go. This is from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, this is going to be gross.
This is the Carol Baskin deal.
I think it's just a highlight of it.
All right.
Dancing the Paso Doble with her partner, Pasha, it's Carol Baskin.
I wish you would have tripped over those stairs more than anything in the world.
Right. That's stupid.
Rising up, back on the street. What a beast.
Yeah, she got the worst score, like, by far.
American hates Carol Baskin.
Are they going to vote her off, or are they going to keep her on?
I don't know.
For, like, the freak show factor. I don't know how this works.
I don't know either.
Would you, Bubba?
No.
How about?
Way.
It's like a high school dance.
What about this guy? He looks pretty straight.
After yesterday, says all about it.
Yeah. This guy's looking pretty. This guy's got some moves.
I'm going to tell you right now.
He's having words free.
I'm going to tell you right now. I have never slept with a man, but if somebody put a gun to my head and said, you need to sleep with Carol Baskin or this guy, this dancer, I think I might pick the guy.
Me too.
Oh, all day long.
All day.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, man, hey, it's just sex.
I'd be with Carol all day long.
No way. Come on. I bet she's got bad breath.
Yeah. I'm sure she does.
And bad breath.
You know
but
what?
She doesn't have a dong.
My first homosexual experience might need to be this guy right here.
Okay.
If given a choice.
Me too, Bubba.
Thank you. We'll have a threesome.
Yeah.
We get Dr. Diaco involved, and it's officially kind of hot at that point.
But, Bubba, can we just talk about the fact that Dancing with the Stars clearly knows what they're doing? Because here we are, you know, a male-dominated talk show talking about Dancing with the Stars because of Carol Baskin.
And we would never
would have talked about it.
Oh, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Never have talked about DWTSS. I wish Joe Exotic would come out.
With his gun, with guns a-blazing?
No, just do a tap in where he comes
in
and taps her.
Comes
in with his prison oranges.
He's still trying to get Trump to give him a
He's
party.
On next season.
If Joe Exotica was pardoned or beat it, you know that Dancing with the Stars would have to sign him, don't you think?
Absolutely, sure. 100%.
Yeah, but he's not in jail, he's on the show.
Trump's not going to do anything with Joe Exotic ever.
He might.
You think?
But it won't be. Yeah, it'll be during next term.
Really think that, like, even...
It'll be midnight on November 12th.
What does he have to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. the Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Trump has now officially jumped on the offer. I can't get this to load, this particular this page. I can't get it to load. I've tried to refresh it a million times, but it talks about how Trump has wants Joe Rogan to be the moderator between him and Joe Biden. I don't
for
think
a four-hour debate. He said this on a podcast with Tim Kennedy, the MMA fighter, and Green Bray.
Who did? Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan was talking to Tim Kennedy about it.
And said that Donald Trump has reached out to Rogan to
no,
be the
so
moderator?
Tim Kennedy posted something on Twitter saying, like, hey, Joe Rogan wants this to happen. That'd be awesome. Who else wants it? And then Donald Trump retweeted it, quote tweeted it, and said, I do. So he's down.
Yeah, but they're never.
Yeah, it probably won't happen. Yeah. And Joe Biden doesn't even know what Twitter is. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think that certainly would be an advantage for. I mean, if you got the president. Listen, I would like it more than anything. I think Joe Rogan's brilliant, but I think that the Biden people will be like, we're getting set up here.
There's no way Biden is doing any long debates. Biden is going to walk off the stage in the first debate and not come back. He's going to say that Trump's not playing fair. He's going to take his little basketball and go home.
You think that
after just one debate,
he's going to get so frazzled because he's going to get so lost and confused, and he's going to say that Trump's being a bully, and he's going to cry and walk off the stage.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were technical difficulties.
I think if you go to the debate, you gotta see it through.
Hell
or the Americans are going to say you're a quitter.
Yep.
And a baby.
Yep.
And all this kind of.
Yep. But that's what he's going to try to do. They're going to tell him to walk off the stage, call Trump a bully, and say he's lying. He doesn't have to face his lies.
Does anybody think that there's any chance that there's any chance? Upsets happen. Upsets happen. Do you think that there's any chance that Biden could get a couple zingers in on Donald and that Donald looks like he's just too aggressive and too mad?
Well, Donald will just basically bear himself. That's the only thing that Joe Biden is that he's not like a bully like Trump because he can't be. He doesn't have the mental fortitude right now to do it. So everyone will just be like, Trump is an a-hole, basically.
So they're saying that the only chance Joe may have is if Donald comes in too strong and people start feeling sorry for Gramps.
Yep. And so if you've noticed that Trump's actually softened up a little bit on Biden in the last few days because I think he's saving it for the game.
Andrew Gillum, who was a gentleman.
Hell yeah, I love this story.
Joke. What a clown this guy's turned into.
Andrew Gillum.
Hey, he almost won, too.
I know. He was so close.
I know. You guys are
I love this.
Idiots
I love
that
this.
Voted for him.
He was an African-American man.
He still is. He's still black.
He's an African-American man that ran for governor as the Democratic candidate and damn near, I mean, it
was very close. 2018 close. Against Ron DeSantis.
And he's married. He's married to a woman and that he loves very much, but he's now.
She's a beard.
He's now in his first interview. Well, what was it, about 3 or 4 months ago?
No, it was like 10 months ago.
It was like right before COVID hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
like
a while
February.
Ago.
And they found.
And he's a babe, too. He's very hot.
Of course. Don't throw that out, Anna.
Huh? What?
Oh, no.
No, that ain't happening.
Uh-uh. What?
You're not going to get me down that trick road.
What are you talking about?
Oh, talking about who you thinks are babes and stuff like that.
Oh, he is. He's a very attractive man.
Seth,
I think that's just
Seth, that's mixed signals to me as a host, is it not? I mean, you have to stick up for me on that one.
We're just going to stick to the dirty politics here.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything sexual. I just said that he's a babe.
You can't be uncomfortable in your sexuality out of bounds if you throw out that an African-American gentleman who's well hung and was almost the governor is a babe.
And it goes both
well
ways.
Well hung? How do you know that?
And if
proven.
Pictures. Documented.
Yeah, you saw pictures?
And if you, but if you, like, you... You can't throw that out and then expect I'm just supposed to not go with
I
that.
I never asked you not to say anything to me. I didn't write that email.
The people have spoken.
Okay, well, they're not speaking on my behalf. I'm speaking on my behalf.
You were speaking on your behalf.
Speaking on your behalf. We were talking about this was political until you made it sexual.
Does he make your lady parts tingle? Yes or no?
You can't ask that question.
Oh, you can?
Not really, but I mean, I like his face. Oh. I like the way his face looks.
We have to abandon this topic altogether immediately.
Oh,
but
stop.
You can't get us in that topic.
I didn't write that email.
When a Jewish white girl says an African
WeBabeWeSeal.com 10,000
Yes.
Let it eat.
You're a Caucasian person.
Well, it depends on where I live. Apparently, when I was in Detroit, I was
shut up on
Middle Eastern.
Okay, what do you want to be?
I don't know. Tell me.
Israeli is Middle Eastern. So.
What do you identify as?
So basically, she's Asian.
I'm Asian, please.
What do you identify as?
I'm Korean.
I'm half Korean. I address you.
I'm also half African-American, so please, you know, respond to me as such. My dad's from South Africa. He's white. Doesn't matter. Still African-American. Still counts.
God, I hate her.
Sorry. I know.
She's getting herself written right off the show. She's going to.
What?
Who was that guy? Who was that girl?
No.
Roseanne Barr. She's going to Roseanne Barr herself right off my show. Andrew Gillum.
Well, no, she likes black people. She's not.
I think Andrew Gillum would probably like Ashley more than Anna.
Yeah.
I think she'll play the way he likes to play more.
I think he would like Lummy more than all of them.
Yeah.
By the way. I think she'd actually probably, to be honest with you, Blitz pick Dr. Dan Diaco first and foremost.
Yeah. By the way, I know that it was the whole story. It was a big deal and how they found him in the hotel room in Miami.
Two dudes.
Yeah.
With meth.
Overdose.
It's a real tough scene when your political career is probably over and then you have to come out as bisexual.
Allegedly.
He's going to run for president. This guy's not done running. He is going to run.
That's what this is about. Run a train on some guys.
Hell yeah! You can't be saying that.
You can't be saying that. Seth, can you not see where this slut gets us down this road?
I told you, her.
She gets us down the sexual road more than we do.
It's because, I'm going to tell you what, Bubba, and I don't want to go down the road, but we have to. She's so horny, she can't help it. And it comes out and it protrudes and it's shooting all over the room.
But then I get blamed for talking about the goddamn horniness.
We get her residual horniness. You're talking about babes and running trains. We're trying to go over a serious political story
that could
change the landscape of Florida politics forever, and Anna's trying to bone.
And I'm trying to super serve her little power alley here of, of politics and all this kind of nonsense, and she instantaneously wants to make it sexual.
Mm-hmm. She can't
help
it.
You people in chat don't even know what the F's going on around here. You're so stupid.
Parts are screaming for love.
And
She's the one that yearns the most for it.
Yes.
She gets us into goddamn topics.
She does. She does.
I was just talking about how he came out yesterday. He says I'm bisexual.
And that's
she's the one that calls him a babe. She's the one that wants to do a threesome with another dude.
Those were all talked about
by that bitch.
Who does Gillum know that he keeps not getting charged and all this stuff? Like the FBI investigations. I mean, they found that he did wrong.
Yep.
What did he do? What did they say he did wrong on meth?
No, he was. It was campaign finance.
Oh,
he,
that
he was
kind
dipping
of thing.
Into that.
Okay.
And the FBI was investigating.
He used campaign finance to buy the meth.
The FBI was investigating him, and he still almost won the election.
Yeah,
and everybody knew that the FBI was investigating him.
I'm not
going to
give you my opinion on the FBI.
I didn't know that.
You know, being gay does not disqualify him from anything because Buttigieg was a real candidate. Is still a very savvy politician.
I still think Buttigieg,
CIA operative.
I think the Buttigieg might have been the better choice.
I gotta say,
he would have been a decent president. Way better than Biden.
Way better than Grandpa.
Well, he's alive, so he's got that going for him.
He's a smart guy, you know.
Yeah.
Buttigieg is smart and has his.
Buttigieg should have been the guy.
How does this help Gillum? Like him coming out because the scene that where he was found on the floor in the hotel room in Miami. That screams you're never going to be like a leader again.
Andrew Gillum, and not only did you find a naked man in my bathroom
overdosed on crystal meth.
Yeah, he's like throwing up.
But you found crystal meth in my big dong
too. And still no charge. He wasn't charged for any of that.
What about the guy? Was it Barry? Marion Barry?
Yes,
he got in all kinds of trouble. He kept smoked
crack.
Yeah,
he was smoking crack on video, and they still voted him in again.
He bought crack from his undercover detectives.
Right, and what about the guy from Canada?
Toronto, Rob Ford.
Yeah,
my favorite person ever. He was Chris Farley reincarnated. Yeah,
hi, who's this? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Bubba?
Doing great.
Hey, two things, man. One, if you haven't heard the Candace Owen and Cardi B fight, you have to check that out. It's great content.
It's all tweets. I brought it up the other day.
Hysterical. And also, I didn't hear you gave all your magical butter machine away last Friday. Did you end up giving one away?
You must have missed it.
I don't know if I did or not, but I'll certainly do one today or tomorrow.
All right, cool. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. This is an article that somebody sent me, and this is the hotel room where Andrew Gillum and his male friend were found completely. Weren't they both found nude and passed out?
Yeah, there's three guys.
The one, the one guy was almost dead. He almost died.
He said in the interview yesterday, I believe, that he didn't do anything sexual with the guy in the room. He does see himself as bisexual. But, man, his wife, I guess he said he became so depressed after he lost that this is kind of what happened to him.
That he became bisexual and did drugs?
Pretty much. I guess he's been struggling with it, man. I don't know.
Not in play for
Look
you.
At that.
No, I'm
disgusting.
Just asking, I'm asking about that's his claim, question mark.
How do you,
what's going on in this scene right here?
There's a lot of stains on the pillowcases and on the sheets. Like, it's disgusting. It looks like
the guy that he was in the hotel room with is a gay male escort.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
He said they were just friends, though, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your lazy boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.